It's not a reach. It's exactly the thing that Adolf Hitler said. He used the term vermin. So that's a statement of fact. And it's just playbook 101, right, for a dictator and authoritarian to dehumanize your opponents so that you can do things to them that then seem, at least to your supporters, fair and just in some way because they're not human.
William, the entire fake stream media, such as yourself, compared Trump to Hitler from the day he took office and still do. Yet he didn't suppress his enemies while in office, and he conceded to the election. So if he's a dictator, he really sucks at being one. Now, I wonder why you weren't outraged when the current president, Joe Biden, said that MAGA is an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. That's half of the people of the country, and he still uses that label to this day. And again, no outrage when Biden's Department of Justice labeled dozens of parents protesting pornographic books and the transgender agenda forced to their kids as a terrorist threat. Trump himself, his allies, and his supporters are being hunted by Biden's FBI and DOJ one by one right now. So my question is, what the fuck are you smoking?
Hoo-wee.
That's the wonderful Damon Amani, and yes, that was a satirical parody of what we would all love to say to the corrupt media propaganda complex that projects onto Trump the very fascistic tactics they themselves employ on a daily basis. And we're going to see how their latest authoritarian scheme has just blown up in their pathetic faces. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I want to prepare you for this Friday. At the end of this week, I'm sharing some really exciting news that I've been working on for quite some time now. And if you're on my email list, you'll read the announcement even sooner. I promise you, if you're a top fan of this channel, you don't want to miss this. You're going to absolutely love it. The latest act of Democrat desperation has officially blown up in their faces. A Michigan judge has dismissed efforts to keep President Trump off the state's ballot as indeed unconstitutional and has assured voters that they, the voters, will determine who is on the ballot, not dictatorial judges. Now, this ruling follows a similar ruling several weeks back in Florida in a comparable attempt at keeping Trump off the ballot there. Again, you'll notice that DeSantis had nothing to say about that, interesting enough, but if he thought that that scheme together with his three-inch heels were enough to win the nomination, he was sorely mistaken. The judge in Florida threw out that case as well. Now, if you don't know what's going on here, these are all attempts at removing Trump from the 2024 ballot under the supposed guise of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment bars a person from running for office if they've been involved in an insurrection against the United States government. It was originally passed in order to keep Confederates and Confederate sympathizers from holding office after the war. And some months back, a couple of ridiculous, woke, so-called legal scholars desperately tried to make the tortured argument that President Trump is actually right now, as we speak, constitutionally barred from running for the presidency because according to them, not according to the Senate, who had a trial over this very question, or any court or any objective legal standard whatsoever, even Jack Smith, the special counsel, not even Jack Smith charged Trump with insurrection, despite not having any objective legal standard whatsoever, these so-called legal experts unilaterally declared Trump guilty of insurrection. So what you're seeing here are woke losers who are so full of themselves that they think they can unilaterally declare Trump guilty of insurrection and therefore dictate to the rest of us who we cannot vote for. They're killing democracy in order to save it, right? And then these same morons turn around and accuse Trump of being the dictatorial authoritarian. So now you've got actual court cases popping up to try to keep Trump off their state's respective ballots. But one by one, they're all falling. They're all blowing up in their liberal faces. And I'm going to show you exactly why this latest desperate Democrat scheme is destined for absolute failure. But first, gang, with everything going on right now, the radical instability and unpredictability that surrounds us, That requires that we become smart with our money. We never know what's really going to happen often until it's too late. And so that's why I've partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the Patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time just like this. So go ahead and click on that link below right now and get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. That's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And get this, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. You've seen the writing on the wall. Don't wait until it's too late. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and getting your free gold and silver kit today. Woke anti-Trumpers are increasingly being confronted with inevitable constitutional reality. When all said and done, judges do not determine who is and who is not on a ballot. That is not within the purview of a judge's constitutional authority. A judge can order a new election. A judge can nullify an election, as in the clear case of fraud and cheating. But what a judge cannot do is determine who will actually be on the ballot. That has never happened before. So this goes way beyond anything involved in the 14th Amendment. But even if we were to concede the 14th Amendment argument here, Alan Dershowitz, who remember is not a Trump supporter, he's not MAGA, he's out there saying this whole 14th Amendment theory is absolutely absurd. You'll notice once again, there's no objective procedure here. You just have these legal scholars making the claim that Trump can't run because according to them, he's guilty of insurrection. And all they do is make the claim. They don't actually have any process by which Trump can objectively be found guilty of such. They just claim it. They name it and claim it. That's basically what they're doing. Trump actually already went through a process, a Senate trial, and he was exonerated. He was acquitted of that charge. But the woke left is so desperate. They're just running around calling him an insurrectionist, and they think that's enough. That's enough to bar him from the ballot. It's beyond bizarre. But when all is said and done, judges in the end have no authority, no constitutional authority to decide who gets on a ballot. That prerogative is for voters and for voters alone. Now, we all know why they're doing this. We all know why the Democrats are getting so desperate. It's patently obvious. It's because of this. This is the RCP polling average. This is where we are today when we aggregate all the polls that have been taken over the last several months. Trump is beating Biden by nearly 2 points. I'll translate that for you. Trump is doing today what he never did in either 2020 or 2016. He's beating the Democrat. Trump never had the lead in the aggregate polling at any point in 2020 or 2016. That's why more and more pundits are finally recognizing that Trump today is in a better position to win the presidency than he's ever been. He's absolutely crushing it in the polls, and they're absolutely beside themselves. They simply are at a loss to explain why Trump is stronger now than he's ever been. But the answer's simple. Voters overwhelmingly believe Trump was the better president. They've now had 4 years of Biden. They had 4 years of Trump. And voters overwhelmingly believe Trump's 4 years were better. Take a look at this headline from CBS News just a few days back. If Trump wins, more voters foresee better finances and the U.S. staying out of war. Well, that's exactly what Trump has been saying on the campaign trail thus far. That's been his message. Vote for me and you have peace abroad and prosperity at home. Just like we had for almost 4 years when I was president before all that COVID nonsense. Vote for bumbling Biden and you'll only have nothing but war and depression. You see, no amount of gimmicks is going to change that perception that the vast majority of the nation has, as reflecting literally all the polls. Every single poll out there shows a double-digit swing to Trump since the 2020 election. Voters want him back in office. And no amount of desperate Democrat ploys is going to stop that. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.